Want to cure what probably ails you? Join Brenda Williams and her early morning walking squad as they lap the Morris H. Blum Senior Apartments building in Annapolis. They like to tease the stay-at-homes, like the maintenance man dropping a rope down from a third-floor balcony.
Don't do it! He's gonna hang himself! Don't do it!
That was good, though.
Yeah.
Really starred him, too. He looked like, huh?
Williams' hearty band of a dozen or so, mostly female senior athletes, are perhaps the most visible symbol of a new venture aimed at upending a practice that effectively denies health care to the elderly poor until it is very expensive and likely too late. Victoria Bayless, president and CEO of the Anne Arundel Medical Center, said the idea sprang from the discovery that even though there are only about 184 residents of the Morris Blum building, ambulances were called to that address 220 times from November 2011 to November 2012. In 6 months alone, 73 Morris Blum residents made 175 emergency room visits, with 38 resulting in admissions.
There were a number of 911 calls being made from this address. And people were calling it if they had chest pain or shortness of breath or any conditions. They would their first choice and option, and maybe what they might have thought of as their only choice, was to call 911.
Thus, often just for lack of a regular doctor, such patients ran up huge emergency room bills that had to be absorbed by the hospital and premiums paid by those with insurance. So as of this fall, the residents of Morris Blum and up to 3,000 of their uninsured or underinsured neighbors have another option, a primary care doctor right in the building, 40 hours a week. Plus, she makes house calls. The clinic is financed in part by an $800,000 state grant for health enterprise zones, designed to provide medical care for low-income Black and Hispanic communities that would otherwise do without, except for emergency rooms that take all comers. Five such ventures have been created in Maryland this year at a total grant cost of $4 million. In Annapolis, the Public Housing Authority provided space for the clinic, which AAMC is operating. The hospital also kicked in $185,000 in additional startup costs. AAMC's investment comes as Maryland is seeking federal approval to change the way hospitals are paid, away from a fee-for-service model to one based on patient outcomes. So Dr. Claudia Arumala is more than just a convenience for those with minor aches and pains. She is an advocate for preventive measures such as low-fat diets and regular exercise that can work wonders on common ailments of age, diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, and obesity. Brenda Williams, 58, started her walking group before Arumala arrived in early fall. But since then, the doctor has been weighing her weekly.
She told me, she said she would have me 20 pounds lighter by Christmas, but I'm 20 pounds lighter before Thanksgiving. And it's all due to the walking and watching what I eat.
Linda White, walking her laps with a bum knee and a cane, said it was Williams who inspired her to try to get rid of the cane plus an extra 50 pounds.
I used to make excuses, and then I would look off my balcony and see Brenda and all the girls and guys walking around, so it got me motivated.
Now she's with the crowd making catcalls. Definitely more fun. I'm Karen Hostler reporting for 88.1 WYPR.